is discharging to the system. So when they connect, that little section of pipe is under capacity. And then if you look at peak flows, it's similar results with peak flows. There's some sections of Interceptor 217, which is the one going down Boyd Drive. Some of those are getting close to their capacity. And then if you look at the figure, the red pipes, those are portions of Interceptor 119, 121, 122, and 123. So all of those, because of all this future growth, they're going to be over capacity. So the next slide here, based on the results of our analysis that we completed, we'd recommend making some improvements when this growth does happen. At the south end of the system, you need to increase the size of those pipes where Montclair Carlston Ranch is going to discharge to the system. It's an 8-inch pipe now. You need at least a 10-inch pipe for the flow that they're going to be discharging. And then Interceptors 119 is the one coming right out of the Sunnyview lift station. That would need to be increased to a 12, and then the one right after that, which is the pipe there in orange after the turquoise-colored one, that needs to be a 15-inch. And then continuing north, the pipe in green in the middle of the picture there, that needs to be an 18-inch diameter pipe, and then after that, 21-inch for Interceptors 122 and 123. Which 122 and 123, those are the ones that are parallel to Canal Street, and they're actually in an existing drainage canal. So that's something to keep in mind as you look at replacement of those facilities in the future. Looking at costs, we're estimating to replace what I recommended on the previous slide is about $2.6 million. This is based on doing just a planning level cost estimate, so high level information. We're not looking at detailed pipe alignments or depths of pipe or connections to other facilities, anything like that. Just kind of a high level overview to give you a feel for what it might cost to replace these. It's going to depend on a number of factors, what's included in the final project scope, what's the cost of labor and materials at the time those projects are completed, site conditions, contractor productivity, etc. So don't go to the bank with that number yet, I guess, is the bottom line. So to summarize, we estimated flows for these future growth areas. We think they're conservative. It's going to take some time to generate that amount of flow in those specific parts of the city. We only looked at the existing pipes. You still need to consider improvements to the lift stations and treatment plant at some point in the future as well. So that may be additional study that needs to be completed. And based on our recommended improvements, there's some pipe improvements that need to be made at a cost of about $2.6 million. So that's all I have, unless you all have any questions.
Could have asked you 5 minutes ago, what is MGD?
Million gallons per day.
Okay, I figured that.
Yeah, so the amount of flow in million gallons per day.
Further questions? Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
I will point